You're listening to Artbank on 95 BFM.
Truly you are, and if you are just tuning in, I'm Theo, and I'll be with you until noon. And our second interview of this morning is with artist and now gallerist, Nayan Patel. Nayan has exhibited with Parasite Gallery, as well as in other spaces, and has just started a new gallery, Freedom, on Upper Queen Street, one of several artist-run spaces that have opened this month. So we had a little chat about Freedom, why he started Freedom, and what his sort of plans are for the gallery in the next year. I'm going to jump into the interview now. And why did you want to start a gallery now?
I've been trying to do like some sort of space for a while, and we've like come close about like 3 or 4 times, and then in the last second it falls through, or like we're not a business and I'm not like registered for all this shit, and so I have to can it. But then one of our flatmates moved out of our apartment like a couple weeks ago, and we didn't get a new one, and so we just had like this extra room, and I was like, kind of the perfect time now, like we can just put all the shit from the lounge into like that spare room. And I tried it one evening and it kind of worked, and like the space was actually huge, and I was like, there are like workable walls and like lots of floor space, so I was like, why not?
And are you the sole person running the gallery?
Yeah, I'm doing all the organizing and all the shit, but my friends like helped me out along the way with like moving and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm doing it by myself.
And you know, there's kind of like a bit of a history of apartment galleries. Were you sort of thinking about, I don't know, the pressure of an artist-run space, or what artist-run spaces can be in kind of art scenes?
I like recognize that there's not many in Auckland at the moment. Like, there's a few around. Parasite just closed, which is really sad. Like, that was everyone's sort of go-to at the moment. I didn't like think too much about it. I was just like, might as well do it. I have the time at the moment. And it sort of just all fell into place. So I was like, it's fine. The thing I'm worried about the most is probably just like our landlord finding out that I'm doing it, because it's like a residential agreement. But it's fine. I think, it'll be sweet. I'll figure that out if that happens.
Yeah, you were with, you had, to my knowledge, 2 shows with Parasite.
Yeah, I had the last show in December last year, and then I had one in 2020, in like October or something. Love Parasite.
And do you think being involved with that space maybe gave you a sense of what it would take to start your own?
Yeah, it gave me a good insight, like, working with Dan for 2 of those shows and just like pulling them together sort of made me realize that I could do it. Like, I could get someone else, like another artist, to do a show, and I'd be happy to like organize it. And it's sort of going all right at the moment. I have had to like change the schedule a bit that I had planned, because it actually was quite a bit of work, but it's still doable. I've got like 5 more shows for the rest of the year, I think.
And is that sort of to take you through to the end of the year, or is that just 5 shows for now and then you'll see where you go?
Yeah, it's through to the end of the year. I'm going to do like a couple at a time and then like have a break every like couple months just to like relax for a bit. Because I also work like day to day at my other job, so yeah.
And there are 2 other artist runs that are either opening soon or opened just before yours. Do you think there's a reason there's a number opening at the moment? Like, obviously there is a need, but there was a need last year as well, right?
Yeah, there was a need last year. I think that last year was a lot harder because no one really knew what was happening, or like the future wasn't as certain. But now I think like there's no more like sort of lockdowns that are upcoming, or like, you know, people are gonna start getting COVID, that it'll be sort of okay. I don't know why they're all popping up now. Like, I don't know. It's good though. I like more spaces. I like being able to see more stuff and go to more events. So, sounds good.
And do you have a specific feeling about maybe the character you want Freedom to have? Like, you know, the sort of artists you're showing?
The sort of vibe I'm going for at the moment is, like, I'm trying to get artists to do shows that they wouldn't usually do if they were given space at other galleries. Like, Jing was mostly, like, a video sort of installation artist. And so for this show, I wanted her... She'd been painting, like, the whole time. So I was like, how about you do a painting show? And so it sort of just became that. And so I'm kind of just, I don't know, giving the artists more, like, leeway in what they can do and just sort of, like, going with ideas that they are not so sure about, like, and just, yeah, just seeing where that goes.
And so that, you mentioned that's the first show you've had, that, you know, your opening exhibition, High Sun Summer Nap, which was paintings by Jingqing Zhao. And why did you approach them to be kind of your premier show?
Well, I went to Elam with Jing, and we were in the same year, and we, like, were there for the whole time, like 5 years together, and I just saw her practice develop, and I just loved her work, and so I thought she'd be a great first show.
And the artists you've lined up for the rest of the year, are they also people from your kind of cohort or, you know, neighbouring cohorts?
There's a couple. I've got, like, probably a couple more, like, local artists, and then I've got some international shows planned, which is exciting. But yeah, that's going to be later in the year.
And I'll just finish by asking, could you talk about the name of the gallery?
Well, I wanted to call it Freedom, but then I was like, oh, maybe it's a bit too, like, positive, or, like, posy, I don't know. And so then I like also the double E and the double O. I think it's quite nice, like, visually.
Yeah, there was, like, a really strong visual character to the gallery before you launched. You had a kind of string of quite coy Instagram posts with this, graphic sensibility.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
Yeah, is it kind of fun to, like, I mean, you know, there's a degree of performance to a gallery, right?
Yeah, definitely. I kind of just, like, do things as I think of them, and, like, I'm a very impatient person, so I sort of, like, just push it out. It's like whenever I finish it, so that's sort of that whole, like, Instagram page. It's just me, like, throwing up with ideas at the middle of the night and then just putting them out.
Awesome. Thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thanks for asking me. It was, like, fun.
do you mind saying what the next show will be, or is that still kind of in the planning?
It's in the planning. You'll see if you go on, if you, like, keep in touch with the Instagram, you'll, like, see what's happening. I'm going to announce it in, like, a month or so. But I have got a show, my own show, in Wellington in April with my friend Taylor, who's sitting right across from me at the moment, opening at Envy on the 15th. So should go to that.
So that was Nayan Patel talking about Freedom Gallery. And if you are interested in Freedom, you can find them on Instagram, Freedom, and they have admission by DM, so send them a message during their opening hours and they'll let you in, since it is an apartment gallery. Check it out. Fantastic to see new spaces opening in the city. We still have a lot more Art Bank to come. I'll be speaking to Kart van Schardenberg later in the show, but before then, we're going to have a review of the film Red Rocket, which is coming out next week. The new film by Sean Baker, the director of Tangerine and The Florida Project. So that'll be coming up soon. Before that, I've got a couple of tracks. This is Tu Zuma by Astarangu.